Heyerdahl, how was the show?
Well, it was fascinating. It was a weird... It's a dork forest that I wouldn't have done with anyone else. Robert Jenkins, who I have told you in song and tale of the different times that I've tried to work with Robert Jenkins.
Right.
And how he's got screwed, I got screwed. Mm-hmm, it was just a weird gig. Mm-hmm, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
He is an advocate of conceal and carry.
Oh, okay.
So he is a gun guy. But as he says, I am not a gun nut. I am a safety nut.
Right.
And I believe that if they have guns, I should have guns. And
they being?
They being...
White supremacists.
White supremacists. And it started when he did a sort of a rural Upper Michigan gig.
Uh-huh.
And he did his gig. There was two guys and a woman, or three guys and a woman, and the woman's boyfriend was one of the guys. And he was making her laugh. And then afterwards, they got mad because they were making her laugh. He's a comic. And as has been explained by 1,000 comics before him and 1,000 comics after him, we'll explain.
Mm.
If your partner is pleased, you are more likely to get laid. Whoever has made that person laugh.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to sleep with the person they don't know.
Right.
They want to sleep with the person they love.
Yes.
Because they're in a good mood because they laugh.
Oh, so these guys were getting jealous.
Yes.
That Robert Jenkins was making their girlfriend laugh.
Yep. And so they were giving him guff. Mm-hmm. They were saying a lot of rude, awful stuff to him.
Mm.
And so he waited around to get paid. They were out in the parking lot and he got paid. And then he looked out the window and he said, they're standing right next to my car. And, you know, as a 6'5" black man, you don't want to ask someone to walk you to your car, but you kind of don't want to not ask.
Well, right, right. What you really want is a witness.
Yeah, well, and what the bar owner was like, he said, you might want to just keep an eye on me when I go out there, because if they give me any guff, I am going to have to guff right back at them. And the guy said, you can guff it up. The word guff was never used. Robert Jenkins never used the word guff.
That's a Jackie-ism.
And so Robert said that he would get in a fight, and the guy said, okay, go for it. And so what he did was he just got in his car, they exchanged more words, and he drove away. And he said, that's the last time that I feel unsafe around those people.
Yeah.
So he then took a safety class and started learning how to use weapons.
Good.
And so a lot of the episode is mostly about safety and about how you store guns and how you travel with guns and how you practice.
Right.
And about how it isn't okay for other people to have guns and for him not to have a gun.
Right.
And he is a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
okay.
And he works for the state of Michigan. He's a funny, funny lawyer. He's actually a great colleague. But it's a great episode.
Sounds great.
And he's fascinating.